All right, hey there, it's Jonathan, and welcome to day two of this free video course on the three key abilities. I hope you really enjoyed yesterday's video. If you didn't get a chance to watch it, I suggest you do before you watch this. I'll put a link below just in case you missed that. But yesterday, I talked about how an athlete's really their core responsibilities is to withstand challenges and take advantage of opportunities. That's it. Everything on the field of play boils down to those two things, taking advantages of opportunities and withstanding challenges. Now, today, we're going to go into the abilities. And what happens here is we're going to start with the abilities, but the key ability, the one that holds all these abilities together, I'm going to talk about tomorrow. So you're going to have to check that out. But today, I first want to talk about your technical ability. So your technical ability is the what it is you do in your sport. Okay, so the what, put it in quotes. So to a couple examples, if you're a soccer player, technical ability would be your ability to have the ball at your feet, the ability to trap the ball and get control of it, to basically maneuver the ball around an opponent, to kick it so that you can create a ball that goes flat across the ground, that one that has a little bit of arc, one that can curve, one that can go over, right? Those are technical abilities. I also like to use the example of a quarterback in football. So a quarterback just doesn't just throw the ball. They actually throw the ball in a number of ways. They can throw a dart, you know, something that's, you know, 50 miles an hour at their wide receiver on a short slant. There's also one where they can float the ball over the defender in only a place where the wide receiver can catch the ball. Those are all technical abilities. Quarterback also needs some technical ability to maneuver themselves within the pocket or when they get flushed out of the pocket to then make a pass. Okay, so those are two good examples. You know, in a sport like hockey, technical ability would be things like skating, right? Skating has its own technique to it, and a player needs to be proficient with their skating. They also need to be able to pass the puck, receive the puck, shoot the puck, do certain types of passes. They need to be able to get the puck in the air, what's called a saucer pass, where the puck, they basically flick the wrist just enough so the puck flies just off the ice, right? But it's flat, okay? Then it lands flat over the stick of a defender to their teammate, and their teammate can receive that pass real easily and get a shot off. So that's a technical ability for a hockey player. In sports like tennis, right? You've got your grip on your racket and you're making different types of shots. Those are all technical abilities. Now, if you have poor technique, then the other two abilities we're going to talk about they need to be overwhelmingly good in order to withstand poor technique. Okay, so a baseball batter, you know, or a baseball player may have really good technique in the field, maybe able to catch and throw. However, might be poor at the plate, but they can, when they get contact with the ball, they're so strong physically that ball flies out of the park. So those are technical abilities. What I want you to do right now today is to make a list of the technical abilities that you feel that you need to possess for your sport, okay? Now, the interesting thing about this type of exercise is that no matter who I do this with, if I do this with a college level or a pro level player, or I do it with a elementary school kid, that they perceive certain levels of technical things that they need to be able to do, but there's always a way to take it further. So the first thing you want to do is just create a list of things that you think you need to be able to do to be a successful player within your sport, right? So this can be a rather long list if you think about it. And the best athletes I've worked with always come up with the longest lists, right? Because what they're doing is they're identifying something technical that they need to do, but then they're also able to break it down into multiple different almost layers of technique, all right? So I once had the chance to work with a figure skater, and this was really unique for me because I never worked with a figure skater before. And what was fascinating was that within figure skating, there is a single jump, a double jump, a triple jump, and a quadruple jump, a quadruple spin. It was very similar to athletes in aerial skiing. If you've ever seen aerial skiing before, where they fly off the end of a what's called a triple kicker, they'll jump in the air and they'll do flips and spins. So an athlete understands that, you know, okay, first they need to master a single flip or a single spin. And then from there, they can master, they now have the base to then layer on another technique, all right? But you can't layer on the more advanced technique until you've mastered the lesser technique, okay? So a lot of athletes never think about this. They think like, hey, I'm just out there doing my sport, I'm learning, I could be better at this, you know, thing with the ball at my feet, whatever, you know, I could be better at my, but what is it exactly that you are trying to accomplish, right? That's the key to kind of rapid athletic improvement, is when you identify these techniques that you're trying to learn and you can say, hey, you know what, I did it. Because a lot of times coaches, especially when you're a younger athlete, you know, a lot of times your coaches, it's almost like daycare. They've got you out there, they got you planned, but they haven't said, hey, listen, Jimmy, you know, you've got it. You know, this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to bend that ball around that player. We're trying to thread that bounce pass, right? You know, in just the right angle so that it bounces underneath the defender and back up. They just say, hey, give a bounce pass. But it's like, wait a second, what is it you're trying to do? When you get this level of thinking, okay, when you take it to this next level, right, then that's when your improvement really starts to happen, all right? Now, another thing I want to just talk to you about on the technical side is, you know, I work with a lot of goalies. And what happens with goalies is that, you know, when the ball goes in the net, it's a goal on the board, and it's goals against on the board, and a goalie can feel really badly. And the same thing's true with every other athlete on the field, is if you mess something up, you think, hey, you know, if I did it well, great. If I did it bad, bad. I call it light switch mentality. It's either it's up, it's on, it's good, or it's off, it's bad, it's horrible. And there's no in between. However, what I do with when I work with a lot of goalies is I say, listen, when you miss that ball or that puck, you know, did you see it? Yes, I saw it. Did you know where it was going? Yeah, I knew where it was going. Did you move to it properly? Yeah, that's kind of where the things kind of break down a little bit. But it's not a light switch mentality. It's not like, hey, you moved great or you didn't. It's like, well, how did you do it? If you graded yourself, right, what would you have graded that on? Like, what grade would you have given yourself? All right, so any athlete can do this in any technical situation. So let's say a soccer player gets a ball at their feet and it's faster than normal, and they kind of get it, but it kind of bounces off to the side of their foot, and then the other player, you know, the opponent gets the ball, and off they go. Well, wait a second. If that player is really hard on themselves, then they're going to go like, oh, I suck, I'm so bad, I should just quit. It's like, whoa, wait a second. What was it about that play that was good for you? Well, you know, I saw the ball coming, and I got my foot on it. But now let's think about it further. Well, I wasn't in the right position to receive the pass to begin with. I was a little slow to kind of get there. Well, so my question is, like, why were you slow? He goes, well, I wasn't really kind of focused fast enough, so I didn't turn quick enough to receive the pass. Great. This is all progress, right? We get rid of light switch mentality, and we start to get progress when we start analyzing these technical abilities and the mistakes that we make, right? Because from that, we can then improve them. And we can also see the good, right? We can also start to see the good in every play. You know, a lot of coaches, when I stand on the sideline and I listen to a coach, your coach is usually going like, good job, Jimmy, or come on, Sally, like get going, you know, like you get your, you know, whatever, they'll use some choice words. But it's the coach on the sideline is usually kind of light switchy, right? They're either like, hey, that was a good play, or nah, that was horrible, you can do better. You know, what I try to do a lot is get athletes to look for the positive, because from that we can build, okay? Now, I want to cover the second ability today, which is your tactical ability, okay? Now, your tactical ability is when you do what you do, okay? So another way to look at this is that when a coach lays out the, you know, the X's and O's, right? The X's and O's are like, you know, basically where we want you to go, where we want you to be on the field of play. For a football team, you know, the X's and O's are always like, okay, we're running here, they're running there, and you know, this, we're mapping it all out. It's the when you do what it is you do. So to use some examples, a soccer player who gets the ball at his feet or her feet and sees a pass, sees a player open, and then, but realizes that there's a defensive player that's close, and then that player with the ball starts to assess, like, well, I can't make that pass now, and so I'm going to look for another pass. That's a tactic, okay? So making a tactical decision, right? It comes from basically military terms where it's like, okay, we're going to send our forces over here. Oh, wait, we're not going to do that because that's dangerous. We're going to go this way. Those are all tactical decisions. Now, athletes who are good technically, right, are usually have more time with which to make tactical decisions. So, for instance, a basketball player who's really good with the ball, can dribble, has their head up, and can see the court, they've mastered the technical ability of dribbling the ball so that now they can be making decisions tactically with more time, all right? I worked with a hockey player years ago. Parents hired me to come watch their son because they were a little frustrated. They were kind of concerned that the coach wasn't really giving their son enough playing time, and they thought he should be playing up. And so I sat in the stands and watched this athlete. And this athlete was advanced, you know, in age and was strong physically, but everything was just a little slow, right? So for instance, the player got the puck behind their net, was waiting, the team's setting up, and he had a player open at the blue line. And he looked, and it was like a tortoise, you know? It was like, it's open, and he makes the pass, and sure enough, it gets picked off. Guy comes in on kind of a semi-fast break, gets a crazy shot on net. Goalie luckily saved it. But there were a lot of plays like that during the game where this athlete couldn't see what he was supposed to do, but couldn't make it happen fast enough, right? So this, we're gonna cover a little bit of that tomorrow in tomorrow's video, but your tactical ability is what starts to make you more valuable, all right? A lot of kids, you know, like a lot of athletes, you're in your backyard, you're in the pool, you know, you're kind of working on things on your own, in a little bit of a bubble, so to speak, you know, so you're focusing on the technical stuff, you know, maybe you're kicking the ball against the side of the house, maybe you're shooting hoops in the driveway, right? Maybe you're throwing passes to your buddy, but whatever it is, the focus tends to be on the technical side of things, right? And then it's usually done with kind of a lot of wasted effort. It's not what we call deliberate practice. You know, it's like you're out there kicking the ball, but it's like, you know, where did you kick the ball, right? And how accurate was it? Jack Nicklaus, in my book, I talk about Jack Nicklaus, who's one of the greatest golfers of all time, all right? And so he's the guy that Tiger Woods and all the current young golfers are trying to catch, all his records, right? And I was lucky enough to see Jack Nicklaus play years ago. And there's a great quote that Jack says. He goes, he's never took a shot where he didn't know where he wanted it to go, right? So I thought that was really interesting. So basically, every time he took a shot, a practice shot, he could see the ball where he wanted it to be on the green at the end of the shot, right? And this did a number of things. One, it gave him feedback into his hands. So when he said, hey, I want the ball to land there, and he lined up for the shot, he took the shot, and the ball went like right, left, or forward, or back, or whatever, he now, his brain could process the technical side of that and go, oh, what did I do? Did I not swing hard enough? Was my grip too tight? Did I have the right club? Was the wind blowing it? Like, right, he's getting all this feedback. Whereas if he just hauled off and just hit the ball, he's not getting that feedback on his technical ability. Because now he became so proficient technically that tactically he could make really smart decisions in the right time. Right, so he could tell now. He's like, okay, you know, I took 1,000 shots like that in practice. Now, but the wind is this way, and that green slopes, and you know, the sun is kind of tricking me a little bit. So I'm gonna make this decision, that tactical decision. So he combines the technical ability with the tactical decision, and he makes an excellent shot. So much so that he won the most Masters. He won the most PGA events. I believe that's true. But anyway, you can Google him. He's amazing, right? And he's a successful businessman today. But he married the technical and the tactical, and that's what I want you to do, okay? Is I want you to take your technical side of things, take that list, right? And go, okay, what are all the things I'm trying to do? What are the different types of kicks and or shots that I'm trying to take? You know, it frustrates me to no end when I watch like a young soccer team and kids are always trying to drag the ball to their strong foot, right? It's like, no, take the shot with your off foot. Learn how to do that now, right? Learn how to do that now when you're young, because you're going to end up taking 1,000 shots with one strong foot and taking like 1% of those with the off foot, and you're going to get this crazy imbalance, right? So technically, what are you trying to accomplish as an athlete? Now, tactically, think about the last game you were in, or the last event you were in, or the last competition you were competing in, and think of some of the tactical decisions you might have made or didn't make, right? So, for instance, I saw a game this last week, and a player had a fabulous, like, he used the lefty shot again, a fabulous shot at the cage with his left foot, wide open, didn't take it, tried to bring it back to his right foot and never got a shot off. That is a poor tactical decision based on a technical strength, right? He's more dominant right-footed than left-footed, so much so that he didn't want to, he let go of an opportunity with his left foot tactically and tried to get it back to his right foot and then missed everything. Didn't get the ability to take the shot on the cage. And so that was a poor tactical decision. So think about what are some of the tactical decisions you are making or you need to make. Now, I'll leave you with this. I've got about a minute left here, and I want to leave you with this. Sometimes tactical decisions don't have to do with anything with your sport, with the actual technical ability of your sport. Tactically, you might be on the wrong team, right? You might be with the wrong coach. You might have chosen to go to a recruiting event that was not worth your time, or it was over your head and it was a waste of money. My friend Ruben Gonzalez in the Vancouver Olympics in 2010 was trying to become the world's only four-decade winter Olympian. Tactically, he had to decide how to deal with the International Federation in order to compete. Had nothing to do with his sliding, had nothing to do with his technical ability, had everything to do with how he dealt with the people around it. Those were tactical decisions. Okay, I'm gonna leave you with that. We'll get more into tomorrow's video where we talk about the third most important key ability. You're gonna love it, all right? Do me a favor, leave me a comment below. If you got a question, email me directly. I'll see you soon. Cheers.